This is Tuesday, 5:38, and we jump right in with a story about Sharon Osbourne. Apparently, she was on The Talk yesterday. This is a new...
I think it was the new season that debuted yesterday of The Talk.
And she says that she had a fling with the bionic chin, Jay Leno. She said she had a fling with Jay Leno when she was 25 years old. That was 35 years ago. Jay was 28.
During one of Ozzy's meltdowns or something, when he wasn't around? Or
seriously? I mean, you're going to narrow it down like that? It's like sometime between sun up and sundown. This was before Jay had married his wife, Mavis. Sharon said she can't remember if it was a good encounter or not, but she does say that Jay is a good kisser.
Well, okay, as long as his chin isn't poking you in the neck or something. Right?
Wow. Sharon said, quote, a couple of months into it, he brought me around the real love of his life for me to meet. She was lovely, and they took me to Fat Burger, and they showed me around town. They were so kind to me and continue to have a friendship over the years. How odd is that? That, you know, I don't know. Hollywood, even with somebody that seemingly is grounded as Jay Leno is, it's still odd. There's still some bizarrities that run around in there. I can't imagine hanging out with your ex and your future, you know, like a fiance or your future girlfriend and your ex. I just,
it wasn't his ex. I mean, they had one encounter the way it sounds.
It was a
drunken night after
But still.
Jay Leno was doing stand-up comedy in the comedy clubs in L.A. back in the early days.
But still, would you ever introduce an ex-fling to your fiance or wife or something? Say, oh, yeah, have you ever done that?
I had her 5 years ago.
Look at that smile.
No, not that I can remember.
No.
But Hollywood is different than, you know, most other places in the world.
It is being revealed what Dennis Rodman's next secret CIA operative will be.
Where's he going now?
He'll be heading back to North Korea, this time to sabotage North Korea's basketball chances in the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. Is he gonna coach them or just assist with the North Korean basketball team?
He says he has been invited to coach the North Korean Olympic basketball team. He said he would bring 12 former NBA stars to compete in a basketball tournament in North Korea next January.
Oh, who's gonna do that? Who's he gonna convince to do that?
Lamar Odom?
Well, okay, maybe. Certainly none of his old Bulls teammates are going.
No.
Jordan's not going. Pippen's not going.
No. He said, if you meet Kim, he's a very good guy. He has to do his job, but he's a very good guy. Oh, sure, he starves to death millions of his own people and threatens nuclear obliteration in that part of the world. But, he's a nice little fella.
And it's a country of mostly short people.
Sure, so he...
what can we do there with their basketball team?
That's hilarious. He also seems upset that President Obama can hobnob with celebrities like Jay-Z and Beyonce, but he won't talk to Rodman. He said, come on, talk to me. Gosh. Even in Obama's worst circumstance... You know, listen, let me tell you something. You know that Obama is scraping the bottom of the barrel for approval of any kind if he invites Rodman into the White House. How long would it take Rodman to get through security with all the facial accoutrements that he has, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, now you have a lot of DMX on your iPod, don't you?
I can't think of one song from DMX that I have on my iPod.
Oh, sure you do. I'm sure you've got...
I'm not a big rap guy.
Well, there's
not a big hip-hop guy.
What was that? Didn't he do a movie with Steven Seagal? I'm pretty sure he did.
Could have.
I'm pretty sure DMX...
I try to avoid Steven Seagal movies, too.
What? I'm sorry, what? You and I may fight now.
Oh, come on.
What?
Oh, come on.
Above the Law? Marked for Death?
Oh, jeez.
Under Siege?
Chuck Norris, maybe.
Chuck Norris.
Jean-Claude Van Damme on a boring day.
Both of them.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal was a much better fighter than Jean-Claude Van Damme. Absolutely. I don't know about Chuck Norris. Well, Chuck Norris would probably kick you pretty good. Well, anyway. I will have to say, though, Steven Seagal ran like a girl. In all of his movies, anytime they showed him running, it's like
he had a ponytail. What do you expect?
I know he had a girly little ponytail, and he ran like a girl. But the dude could fight like an animal. All right, so here we go. TMZ says that DMX was recently staying at a hotel in Detroit and decided, what the heck, let's go streaking.
Streaking?
Streaking.
Do you have to explain to people who DMX is?
No, people are, they're up on DMX.
They are?
Yeah, of course. We have a very intelligent audience.
Listen, I am a music aficionado, and right. I would have trouble picking DMX out of a lineup.
Oh, so what are you saying? That just because he's a rapper, he would have gotten arrested for something and
yeah,
be in a lineup?
Yeah, that's exactly what
you
I'm saying.
You racist.
Yeah, that's exactly
you
what
are
I'm
a
saying.
Bigot racist. Anyway, TMZ apparently has video. Whoa, what the heck
what
was that? That was DMX running through
yeah.
the hallway. Apparently, TMZ has video
Yikes.
Of DMX running through the hallway naked. It's a 30-second clip from a surveillance camera, which shows him walking down the hallway in his boxers and socks, going around a corner, slipping everything off, and then running through the hallway off camera. There it is. would you ever? What would it take for you to go streaking somewhere in public?
Listen, I was like, that was my 18 to 25 year old time when streaking was popular back
did
in the mid 70s. No, never did it.
Oh.
Saw people do it.
And you wanted
the campus
to do it.
Down in Madison, UW-Wisconsin, saw it in a couple of different places. Oh. We were at a baseball game at Coors Field, the Colorado Rockies
yeah.
field, and a guy jumped out of the left field bleachers naked. All he had on were shoes.
Yep.
He made it to the infield before yep. he was tackled by security. How bad is your security job going to be when you have to tackle naked, big, fat, naked guys?
We were at a motorcycle race with some friends, and one of the more intoxicated of the group
uh-huh.
disappeared. And all of a sudden, we heard a motorcycle fire up and hit the track. And he was wearing nothing but a pair of cowboy boots, and he rode his motorcycle naked around the racetrack.
Doesn't the gas tank get hot on a motorcycle? You
no,
wouldn't want to.
No,
gets hot.
It gets hot.
You could.
The problem came in as he crashed.
Hopefully, we won't see any of that at the fall ride this weekend up in the Tomahawk area. Huh?
We'll find out, won't we? WSAU Wisconsin Morning News coming back.
My job is stupid, my days are bored. Inside this office, from 8 till 4, well, nothing ever happens. My life is pretty bland, pretending that I'm working. Pray I don't get canned. My cubicle, my cubicle. It's one of 62. It's my small space in a crowded place. Just a 6x6 old booth. And I hate it, that's the truth. Well, I give a sigh as the boss walks by. Me in the eye, and I really should work, but instead I just sit here and surf the internet in my cubicle. My cubicle, it doesn't have a view, it's my small. Sometimes I sit here nude.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.